The autumn equinox is Friday afternoon, the 22nd, at 4:02 p.m. At that moment, Earth will angle sideways to the sun. Neither pole will tip toward or away from it. And therefore, days and nights should, theoretically, be equal. But this is never true. Our atmosphere bends the sun's image upward so much that it rises 2 or 3 minutes earlier and sets that much later than it would on an airless world. And those extra 5 minutes of daily, undeserved sunshine push the true date of equality to the middle of the following week. And even then, it's not strictly accurate to say day and night are equal because of twilight. If useful daylight ends an hour after sunset, and you add in the dawn twilight too, our region doesn't have equal day and night until November 10th. So we get more actual night than day for just 3 months, from then until mid-February. But never mind the equality business. A more precise equinox event is that this weekend the sun rises and sets exactly in the east and west, not southeast or northwest or anything else. Sunset will then point the way to places due west of here, like Milwaukee. And the sunrise point will show the precise direction to Boston. This directionality is far more accurate than a compass, which around here wrongly indicates north to be 13 degrees left of where it actually lies. Another equinox phenomenon is that this weekend the sun moves in a laser straight line across the sky. A time exposure shows this nicely. By comparison, for the past 6 months, the sun's path has displayed an upward curve, concave to the north, like a giant smile. Starting on Saturday, its track across the sky bends again, this time like a rainbow. So, at 4:02, next Friday afternoon, let's contemplate the idea of equality as our beloved sun pauses momentarily, balanced and motionless, before lunging headlong toward the northern winter. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.